Barnes.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, for those interested, everybody's interested, but for those approaching retirement age, retirement specialist, Ryan Skinner will be joining us again, as he does with regularity on this show. He is the founder of Summit Financial Partners. You can go to summitfinancialpartners.org to get more information. He'll be joining us later on, but I want to certainly talk about the Trump speech. So before I do, I want to clear up something that I didn't address yesterday. I didn't put it into these words. So let me just briefly do it here right now, and I mean very briefly. I don't spend any significant – I'm a sports fan. Listen, I follow the Patriots for many years. I love the – nothing more entertaining – to me than a Patriots football game in terms of just entertainment. It's just, it's the greatest. It's always a first-class show. So this whole Deflategate thing, as I indicated yesterday, when my thoughts were that it's kind of a revolt of the, Kurt Schilling will say it, I'll say it, of the left-wing establishment in this country against conservatives. If Kurt Schilling we're not a conservative, this would have just blown by the wayside. There's the revenge factor there. There's the revenge factor. I am just totally convinced with the NFL going after Tom Brady. There isn't any way in the world, even if Brady was guilty, that this would justify a million dollar fine. Loss of the first round draft choice, which is awful. And 4-game suspension, which is awful. It just doesn't match up. The crime, even if the crime was committed. But here's the big thing. There's no evidence that it was. And if it was, it's so minuscule compared to the Greg Hardy case. The situation in New Orleans where players were instructed by Coach Payton to take out and maim other players. And I could name you 5 or 6 or 7 of other things that have happened that so far supersede this. That this is really off the radar. So it's revenge. It's saving face. It's to show the power of the NFL against the players' union. And a lot of the blame and the justification on this leads to the fact that Tom Brady destroyed his cell phone. It was bad timing, and he destroyed it. And I'm not saying he should or he shouldn't have. I don't know what he's got. I don't know what he had on his cell phone. Maybe he had on some highly charged conversations with his wife. I mean, honestly, if you're a guy and you were married with Giselle, wouldn't that temptation be there? Now, let me tell you what I'm getting at. 30,000 Hillary Clinton emails were deleted. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Nobody makes a big deal out of this. She brags about how she deleted her emails. What about the 30,000 she didn't delete? And on that note, I changed subjects. It's just part of this whole hypocrisy. And now there's a potential word that Bill Clinton, or at least rumors, that may get dragged into this whole thing about the server and how they benefited their foundation. And then you look at Donald Trump on the other side. You can talk about his harsh business practices. He's undoubtedly a very controversial guy. Flamboyant, in many ways obnoxious, but not stupid. Gave his talk yesterday on foreign policy. I caught the whole thing. I think it was 40 minutes of it. Those who don't like Donald Trump criticized it. Those who like Donald Trump are, even in many senses, somewhat neutral, liked it. I happen to love it. And if I did that, I would tell you the criticisms. It lacks specifics. Come on. Why doesn't he just get on there and announce his detailed plan on how he's going to take out ISIS? He said it. It's not an original statement from me, and it's not an original statement from him either. You don't divulge your strategy when you're going up against an opponent. The opponent takes your strategy, counteracts it, and adjusts. So this is just more political garbage. I thought his speech was inspirational. Did it lack substance? Well, I mean, how much substance should be in a 40-minute talk like that? This isn't the State of the Union address. So the pros and cons of this. I happen to like just about everything he said. Oh, yeah, there was some inner contradictions. He's now really, in effect, an isolationist or a nationalist. I moved in that direction. For those who used to listen to my talk show years ago, you might have classified me as a warmonger. I don't think that was an accurate description. But I certainly would have intervened with the progress the United States had been making and how it established its image of power, and with the lack of proliferation of nuclear arms, chemical weapons, and weapons of mass destruction. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind you, the world has changed. It's like in business, you have to make changes. And if I have altered my philosophy and psychology about how to approach the world and domestic affairs, it's because things are different today. I'm pretty much in that camp right now, but he's also said that America will be strong and basically nobody's going to fool with us, so he'll take advantage of them immediately. And all of a sudden, those who want to twist this around say that Trump is a danger and he'll have his finger on the button. I mean, he's not having it both ways. He's saying, as a last resort, we'll use nuclear weapons as a last resort. But if you take anything off the table, Barack Obama has taken everything off the table. We're ridiculed everywhere. He doesn't even get greeted in countries that are not even our friends. Cuba, not even a greeting. Can't ever remember that happening. Yeah, but Obama doesn't care. Saudi Arabia, the cold shoulder. Oh, I know. They're allies / enemies. And believe me, with the Wahhabis, most of the hijackers coming from there, where they're funded from, I'm not even beginning to duck that. My point is, he's pretty much shunned when he goes over there. We have lost respect with our, and I don't mean to repeat Trump's speech, because I've given the same speech on here before that speech was even written. I'm not using a teleprompter. And oh, by the way, it's the second time he's used a teleprompter. Did a pretty damn good job, didn't he? Well, you know, one of the reasons you use a teleprompter is that you may not think fast on your feet. He thinks fast on his feet, but you don't want to leave out any details. And you don't want to ad lib in a situation like this. I constantly have this, not debate, with my wife about, you know, being prepared and don't ad lib. And it always works out. She's right, but I'm right too, because it's just, it's my personality. I've said it many times. I don't sit here for a show, and I'm not bragging about it. There are many things on this show that I don't do that other talk show hosts do. I'm not sitting here with a ton of information in front of me. I just have a different style. I'm up to date on the news, whether I go to the website, whether I use my own intellect and emotional mindset, what I see on the tubes, what I check out in reading and research. And then I kind of comprehend. I put it together in my own mind. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm saying that's my style. If I did a four-hour show or a three-hour show every single day, I'd adopt a different attitude probably. And I remember I did this when I was doing 3 hours a day with Rico Petrocelli on the home team in sports in the late 90s. It went against my grain, but I was one of the few times in my life I've been employed. I was employed by Prime Sports Radio Network, owned by Liberty Sports out of Texas. And we had a three-hour professionally programmed show in the morning. And, I pretty much controlled the show 100%. I get my own guests. We had a producer. Everything was pre-planned. I did it the other way. I mean, it was fine. It was great. That's not what I do here. All right, we're coming back.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar, your choice just $99. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws
that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, U.S. Army retired, author of the book Guardian of the Republic, and I'm speaking with Stu Taylor, and you need to listen in to Stu because he's on the right track.
All right, talking about Trump's talk yesterday, I didn't expect he'd get credit from anyone, really. I mean, why would he? No matter what he does, because he's Donald Trump, he's not going to get credit, although a lot of the establishment is realizing that this is almost a foregone conclusion that he's going to be the nominee, or they're going to wreck the party. And I'm thinking about it. Who's the only one who could beat Hillary? Honest to goodness, I'm beginning to believe more and more with Trump that it is Trump. And, you know, I've been a fan of Ted Cruz's all along, and I just think the guy has lost his way. And without getting into personality issues or anything else, I don't know what's happened to Ted Cruz in the past month or so. Would he still be my number one choice? Yeah. But the difference has really been whittled, because in many ways I've been more impressed with Trump. Now, I know that Trump didn't write the speech. I know that he read from a teleprompter. I know that he looks statesman-like and presidential, which is great. Then at night he was interviewed. I don't know if it was Greta Van Susteren or what, and he started referring again to Lion Ted. All of that's okay. You know why? The strategy's worked. He hasn't committed any crimes. He hasn't used an illegal server. He hasn't been responsible for selling out our secrets or failing in Benghazi. Start to make the comparison between what Trump has done and what that vicious demon, you heard me, Hillary Clinton has done. How can anybody vote for Hillary Clinton? Wouldn't you rather take a chance with Trump because of his theme and, I'll say, perhaps his sincerity, although I do believe he's sincere? Said some great things. You got to watch China and Mexico when it comes to the trade situation and how we're getting taken advantage of, and why overreach and help, even though we are the most compassionate nation around. We're losing our jobs. Our treaties, NAFTA and other trade treaties are killing us, costing us jobs at home. The punishment of firms who go overseas and set up businesses. Oh, yeah, and by the way, you know, Mr. Real Phony, John Kerry, Secretary of Defense, who's always talked about tax shelters and funneling money overseas. It now comes out that he and his lovely bride, Teresa Hines, have invested at least $1 million in each of a whole lot of companies overseas. And that several of them are fossil fuel supporters, companies that support fracking. Just like Al Gore. What hypocrites. Except, you see, that doesn't really surface in the everyday news. You won't find NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, or MSNBC putting it on. Of course, you won't. You'll find it on Fox, although Fox is fast morphing into a centrist network. And you'll find it on The Blaze, Glenn Beck's network. Here's a little plug if you have Verizon Fios. Just turn to channel 112. It doesn't have the frill and the sizzle. I mean, even Glenn Beck looks ridiculous with his outfits and unshaven at times. I mean, it's a little bizarre. His hosts, I kind of got to get used to them. Buck Sexton and Dana Loesch and what's her name? Tamri, almost fresh out of college. It's the message. You don't have the professionalism in the sense of, you know, a Mark Levin and of the sophistication of a Rush Limbaugh, of a Michael Savage. I mean, this is. But that's not the whole story. The element of surprise. Trump is right. The element of surprise. Now, here's what's really, really fascinating to me. If you notice Trump's foreign policy and how far to the left Hillary is on everything, perhaps with foreign intervention, Trump has moved to the left of Hillary on this, which is creating, I would think, would create a quagmire. But nobody's ever said that Trump is a conservative, or not many people have or believe it. And that doesn't really factor into this because he's a nationalist and an isolationist, and people are not as ideologically inclined. If they were, Cruz would be in the lead. But Trump has moved to the left of Hillary on foreign policy. And what's strange is Bill Clinton moved to the right of George W. Bush on foreign policy. It's an interesting campaign strategy to show you the complexities of how these campaigns are structured. Cruz's selection of Carly Fiorina. You know, one of the personalities on television who is at the bottom, I actually can't stand him, is Conan O'Brien. You notice how he claps his hands after every joke, but I just can't stand Conan O'Brien. But I happened to catch him on the clip this morning, and he had a funny comment. I only half listened, but I got the punchline. Is about how Cruz selected Carly Fiorina to be his vice president. It's the only time in the history of our country when somebody who has been officially eliminated from the race has selected a vice president. I mean, it was cute. But I don't blame Cruz for doing it. You know, he gets the female vote. She's, you know, she's pretty formidable in debating. I mean, she's as good as anybody up there in a debate. And it's only an asset, and it's his last-ditch stab to take Indiana. Well, I don't think he's going to, but even if he does, it's not going to matter a whole lot, I don't think, unless we get into the delegate issue and Trump finishes 10 or 20 behind. He, by the way, Trump in Indiana, if you were thinking of two of the most important supports you could get, you think a legendary Indiana coach, Bobby Knight, who gave him a phenomenal recommendation, or Larry Bird, but I think that it's going to carry a lot of weight there. I mean, they worship Bobby Knight in Indiana. He's an institution. And I'm sure that's going to close the gap. There were other people who supported Donald Trump, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. I don't always like him. Most of the time I do. Bob Corker. He's the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. Newt Gingrich. John Bolton, Arkansas's young Senator Tom Cotton, who is fast becoming my favorite Republican, and I'm not a Republican anymore. I'm a conservative. Notice I didn't say I'm an independent. I'm not an independent. Everybody likes to sound cool. Hey, I'm an independent, you know, which translates to when I'm an independent thinker. Come on. They all support Trump. And Trump's biggest condemnation was on the horrific outcome of international events created by putting our troops in danger, starting nation-building enterprises, cutting back our military, not taking care of our veterans, and the construction of this horrific Iran deal. You know, befriend your enemies and get on your knees to all of them. Saudi Arabia, Cuba, but kill your allies, England and Israel. That's Barack Obama, and it's Hillary Clinton. All right, coming up, Ryan Skinner, Summit.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Martin Fletcher. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview which I enjoyed very much with Stu Taylor.
All right, we're back with a gentleman who's brought a lot of wisdom to the airways here on Stu Taylor on Business. He's here to join us again today. His name is Ryan Skinner. He's a retirement specialist. The name of the firm, and let me give it to you slowly, so you can go up on the website. It's summitfinancialpartners.org, summitfinancialpartners.org. And he's here to talk about investments, not only just how to make money, but how to save it and grow it. And we will be joined during the course of this conversation with attorney Jerry Griffin. So pleased to have both of you with us.
Happy to be here, Stu.
All right. You know, you've done a great job in clarification and talked about people taking their nest egg and holding it and building it. You know, there are two aspects to this. Number one is you have to make it. And I don't know whether you make it through diversification and preserve it through non-diversification or vice versa. I guess that becomes an individual issue. But I see one of the big problems, and I think it's highlighted mostly in the sports arena because that's sexy. You see how all these big-time athletes or entertainers, for example, make all this money. And you wonder, you know, how hard would I have to work to blow millions and millions? So how do you go about, Ryan, keeping your nest egg?
Well, it's a good question, Stu. So when clients refer to us, they all have the same three biggest concerns, whether they have $100,000, $1 million, or $10 million. Their main concerns are, do I have enough? Will I keep up with the cost of inflation? I'm retired. I'm on a fixed income. What do I do when the cost of living goes up? As we all know, Social Security just doesn't keep up. And the last one is, what if one of us needs nursing home care? You know, the two biggest offenders to a happy, healthy retirement are, you know, cracks in the nest egg, the stock market loss, and nursing home care. So the landscape has changed a lot. Your parents' generation, they used to go to work. They'd work long and hard for a company. They'd retire, and after being loyal to the company would be loyal to them. They'd get a pension. And President Roosevelt, when he put in place Social Security, it was supposed to be a supplement to a pension. And when asked during one of his fireside chats, "Mr. President, will this benefit ever be taxable?" He said, "Absolutely not. That would defeat the purpose." Nowadays, Social Security is taxable, and pensions are a thing of the past. So now let's talk about what makes pensions so attractive to folks. Okay, what do we like about pensions? Well, we love a monthly check every month. Now, everybody knows that. My father-in-law has a pension. And everyone says, "Hey, Richie's so lucky. He has that pension." They want the fact that it's a monthly check, and it lasts as long as he does. But there are some things with a pension there, drawbacks, that if we had our druthers, we would change. For example, they're not flexible. And what I mean is, if you need a check to pay for a roof or a new car, you can't call the pension company and ask them to give you a check and just withhold the difference. It doesn't work like that. So another drawback is this. They don't keep up with inflation. They're not nursing home protected. And if the primary breadwinner dies, the surviving spouse gets a reduced amount or almost nothing at all. Nowadays, very few people have pensions. Most people don't work for one company their whole lifetime. They work for multiple companies. So most people's retirement, their income, their foundation income, which I mean by that is guaranteed month-to-month income, comes from Social Security. And the difference between what they need or what they want and what Social Security provides is an income gap. So as we always talk about, you and I, how do we fill that gap? Well, 401ks, IRAs, things of that nature. That's where it becomes concerning. Okay, are our 401ks and IRAs, are they positioned to give us guaranteed income for life? An income that lasts as long as we do and that always outpaces inflation and is sheltered from nursing home care for the rest of our life, regardless of what happens on Wall Street? Most people during the accumulation phase That's not the case. Most people coming out of that phase, that working phase, when they work, they put their money to work, 401ks, IRAs, their money's not protected. During the second phase of life, where we come in, it's the distribution phase. That phase, you have to protect the nest egg. Our actual job description is asset preservation and wealth distribution specialist. You go on our website, we run workshops 4 times a month, and we teach about this and how to take people's nest egg and preserve it to ensure they get an income that goes up each and every year and that outpaces inflation. Then we help to protect that nest egg from stock market loss. And that's really what it comes down to, Sue. So that's what's crucial in this day and age.
Ryan, let me interject here, and you brought up several really salient points. And a brief reference to the stock market. One of the things that really ires me is the promotion of different steps to take to preserve your wealth and build it. And it catering to an audience where the senior citizen demographic is rising rapidly. And you know what the call is? Don't worry. You know, the market will come back. It'll come back. Well, what if someone's 65 or 75 years old? What good is that going to do? We're talking about market instability now and also locking in gains. What should people be looking at with the fear-driven words we're hearing right now from people like Peter Schiff and Harry Dent that we may end up with a giant stock market collapse?
Well, that's a great question, and that's what we address in our workshops. All big analysts and big financial personalities are saying that over the next 18 months we're going to have a 40% market drop. They said this will make 2008 look like a picnic. And I'll give you an example. You have somebody who's, quote-unquote, near retirement. They're in their nest egg years. They're within a year or two of retirement. Let's look back at 2007. Okay, somebody has $100,000 in 07, December. A year later, they drop 38%. They have $62,000. To get back to $100,000, he or she must do 62%. That's impossible. And that's assuming they take no money out of that nest egg to live. So then I ask people, can they, or rather would they want to live a whole year on Social Security alone? And we all know the answer to that. Absolutely not. So what we utilize is fixed indexed annuities for a lot of our clients to fill that income gap. Now, yes, most of our clients have a little extra money, and it's in other spots. But we make sure that we have enough guarantees to come in each and every year to outpace inflation to fill that gap. And people say oftentimes, well, they don't keep up. There's a stock market. You're giving up something. And it's true. On good years, you don't get all the upside. The difference is that what you start with is guaranteed. And any gains you make, you lock in those gains. We call locking in the peaks and avoiding the pits. So when economic storms come and you're at an economic peak, like 2000 or again in 2007, when those storms hit the next year, you lose what you've gained. So really, it's not real money. It's just paper gains. By using tools like this, well, by locking in the peaks and avoiding the pits, your gains are solid gains. I'll give you an example. If we compared a fixed indexed annuity in 2000 to the S&P, and we watched as it went down the first 3 years, 92, 80,000, 62,000, the market, the fixed index annuity would remain at 100,000. Now, the next 5 years, when it goes up a lot, you get a portion of the gain, but not all the upside. In fact, at the end of 2007, the fixed index annuity would be at 124,000, the market 99,000. But guess what? 08 hit. Stock market would drop to 64,000. The annuity would lock in at 124,000. We played this out through the end of 2015. The market would do 125,000. That's a lot of sweat and a lot of sleepless nights of $25,000. Now, the fixed index annuity, although we only got a portion of the gains by locking in the peaks and avoiding the pits, we grew to 151,000. We made $26,000 more without ever having to watch CNBC to see how the market would do, to see how our retirement would go. That's crucial.
Yeah, I mean, these are really sterling cases. I think what scares most people off, and by the way, let me just interject, that you've got a blog in the Wall Street Journal, haven't you?
Yeah, we blog in the Journal once a month.
All right, once a month, and I want people to check it out. It's Summit Financial Partners. Again, go to summitfinancialpartners.org, a blog in the Wall Street Journal once a month. I want to bring, I'll tell you what, let's hold off on bringing Jerry Griffin in until the beginning of the next segment. But Ryan, I want you to continue right now, perhaps, on people who are listening and they just can't quite figure out how to pass assets on to the next generation.
Well, that's where Jerry Griffin actually handles it. Jerry will come on and he'll start talking about
all right,
and how we pass our assets in the most efficient manner. The one thing I will say is oftentimes when people sit with us, they have this misconception of annuities because they've had a sour taste due to variable annuities, which are risky and expensive, like mutual funds, or fixed annuities, which are safe but they don't keep up with inflation. These are a hybrid of both. And I always tell people to say, well, we don't like annuities. So, well, how would you feel about a pension? Well, we'd love one. Well, a pension is nothing more than an annuity. Do you enjoy getting Social Security? Well, yeah, that's an annuity. Guaranteed month-to-month paychecks for the rest of your life. Now, that being said, I think the most important part of all is this. When it's all said and done, it doesn't matter what we earn you if you don't keep it or you don't get it where you want it to go after you're gone. So I'm going to hand it over to Jerry Griffin now, and he's going to talk to you folks about estate planning and how to pass your assets.
All right, I'll tell you what, Jerry, I just want you to introduce yourself. Just give us a quick bio because we're going to go to a break. So if you get into talking about something now, I'm just going to have to cut you off. You can talk about that when we come back. But who is Jerry Griffin?
Well, good morning, Stu. Jerry Griffin, I've been practicing law in Massachusetts for over the past 30 years, Stu. And during that time, my practice has been focused a large part in the area of real estate and also wills and trust and estate planning for my clients.
All right. Now we're going to come back with you, Jerry, to talk about how to pass your assets on. This is Stu Taylor, joined by Ryan Skinner and Jerry Griffin.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day, and with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. and you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
IMIS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Jim Woolsey, former director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me to Stu Taylor.
All right, we return with really important information for everyone. And I'm talking about retirement and how to not only make the money, but how to utilize what you've saved and have it grow. And as Ryan Skinner, our guest, who's joining us along with attorney Jerry Griffin from Summit Financial Partners at summitfinancialpartners.org, he's joining us. And these are his words, not mine. He says that most advisors focus on ROI, return on investment. They focus on reliability of income. I like that. That ensures that their client's income is protected. And now I want to switch it over to attorney Jerry Griffin, who will talk in a little bit of detail about how to pass your assets on. Jerry?
Good morning again, Stu. As I said previously, I've been practicing law for over 30 years in Massachusetts, and during that period of time representing many families and couples in real estate-related matters and also wills, trusts, and estate matters. And during that time, Stu, I've noticed that the issue of estate planning and wills comes to the fore usually twice during a couple's lives. First, when they're younger, and they might be taking a trip to Disney or something like that, and the main concern is the guardianship of issues regarding their children should something happen to them. So normally they'll rush into my office and we'll put together some documents and will and some other basic documents for an estate plan, and they'll go off on the trip and come back, and everything moves along seamlessly, and they'll put those documents away and not think of them again for probably 20 or 30 years. But the second time is usually the more important one to really put in some time and some strategy. That's when they're working with their retirement income advisors, Stu, and thinking about their assets and transitioning from the accumulation phase to the distribution phase of their lives. And I look at my job as to educate them on what the main challenges are. And Stu, there's generally two, and the first is the whole probate process. And again, that's becoming more and more time-consuming, complicated, and it can be expensive. You certainly need an attorney to walk your way through it, and it has many unforeseen consequences. Also, Stu, in Massachusetts, the probate process is becoming more and more public. We wouldn't have thought 20 years ago that we could turn on our home computer and find out everything we ever wanted to know about our neighbors and when they purchased their property and for how much and maybe how much their mortgage is and any tax liens or lawsuits against them. And this information is now all readily available right from your home computer for free, simply by looking at the different registry of deeds websites. And that's also transitioning more and more now, Stu, over to the probate process. It wasn't until very recently you could turn on your home computer and look up someone's probate records. You may not actually at this point be able to see the documents, but you can certainly see an index of the probate and what documents have been filed. And I know my clients look at this as really a private matter, and they would be quite upset to think that after their death, someone, a neighbor, could look up their information online and find out information that they thought was going to be private between them and their children. So what we try to do, Stu, is take it one step beyond a basic will for people, because what a will will do is it will you can determine who you're going to give your assets to or what charity you're going to pass your assets along to, and also into what extent of your assets are going to pass. But what you can't control, Stu, is the when, because you don't know when you're going to die, and that's the point in time that your will becomes effective and has to be filed with the probate court.
By the way, just let me interject. I don't want to have you lose your train of thought, but how often should people review their will, Jerry? Every year?
Well, every I would say maybe every 3 to 4 years, because the law is changing. We've just rewritten our probate court probate code in Massachusetts back in 2012 and 2013. So it's good to keep up with those changes. So yes, it is good to contact your attorney who's prepared those documents to say, do we need to change anything? Is there a better strategy we can invoke right now? And again, for many of my clients, that strategy is the use of these irrevocable living trusts, where we can title the assets over, be it real estate, investments, bank accounts, the like, into a living revocable trust that each husband and wife may have and can control during their lives. And this will allow them to pass their assets on seamlessly without even going through the probate process to their beneficiaries or any chosen charities that they would like them to be passed to. And additionally, Stu, it gives them much more control than they'd have under a basic will. The trust allows you to empower your successor trustee after your death to look at the playing field at that point in time and see what the financial and marital situation is for your children or whoever your beneficiaries might be. And these trusts do give your trustee the ironclad ability to hold off on a distribution if that beneficiary may be in the middle of a divorce.
All right, I just want to jump in. We'd love to have you back on a future show. We've only got a couple more minutes, and I want to see if Ryan can give us maybe a case example or so of how you increase clients' income.
A case example from his practice. Thank you, Stu.
Right. Thank you, Jerry. Go ahead, Ryan. We've got just a minute and a half.
Oh, Stu. Okay. Well, it's Ryan again, and the reason I'm checking in is I'm going to show you a real-life client example of what we use to help a client when they came in the door. We had a couple named Joe and Kim. They were both 60, and they were 60 years away from retirement. They realized that at this point, their nest egg, they needed to protect it because one economic storm could wipe them out. Neither were going to have pensions. Joe's Social Security was going to be $2,200 a month, and Kim's was $1,200. So when they came to us, they had $1 million net worth. Joe's 401k was $600,000, and his IRA was $75,000. Kim's 401k was $225,000, and they had a joint CD of $100,000. So it's $1 million net worth, but again, it's not about the size of the nest egg. It's about the size of the income. So what we did was we utilized some fixed index annuities for $500,000 from Joe's 401k and $125,000 of Kim's. And that guaranteed that at age 66, even if the market went down every year, they'd receive $45,000 or more for the rest of their life. So by doing that and using a Social Security strategy to delay Joe's Social Security until 68, they ended up getting a much higher foundation income. Their foundation income went from $45,000 a year all the way up to $92,000 a year. In other words, they still had control of that $1 million. They own that money, but they were receiving $92,000 for the rest of their life or more for income. And that's what it's all about. It's about having a strong foundation income. There's so many folks get wrapped up in the size of the nest egg. A Nobel Prize winning economist called this the great crisis in retirement planning. And this has been a concern. It should be about the size of your monthly income, not your net worth.
All right. I want people to just know where to go. You can consult with Ryan, with Jerry. Go to summitfinancialpartners.org. Just be smart. Open your mind to the options and don't wake up too late. Summitfinancialpartners.org. Jerry Griffin, Ryan Skinner, thanks so much for joining us. And you guys are going to come back shortly. I'll announce it right here on air. This is Stu Taylor. I want to thank everyone for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.